Now, we're very pleased to bring you from the Cambridge Science Festival, we've got Nikki Buckley with us. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Now, it's been an extremely busy weekend for you. I was at the festival yesterday covering some of the events, but there was so much to see that it would have taken an army of us to get round it all. How long does it take to set up something like this?
So we think about it all year. It does take 12 months really to plan each festival. And then when it gets into the week or two beforehand, we're working really long hours just to get it all sorted. And but it's fantastic when it all comes together.
Well, we'll shortly be finding out what Carol Vorderman's personal favourite bits were. But what's been your highlight so far? I know we've still got a few things to come, but so far, what have been your best bits?
I really enjoyed Bjorn the Polar Bear yesterday, who came to visit us as part of National Science Week. And he's a life-size, animatronically controlled polar bear, and his handler does a show about why polar bears are under threat from global warming. Their habitats are disappearing. And the children asked fantastic questions, and they came up with great answers to why they could actually have an impact on tackling global warming. And so they were thinking about, you know, better putting on a jumper in the house instead of turning the heating up. So I was really pleased with that.
Excellent. Well, it seems that there was quite a lot there that did both inspire the kids, but also, I think, quite terrify them, because I know that there were some fairly scary monsters around as well.
That's right. There were some Doctor Who monsters. There were some oods. There were some... I don't know all the words for them, actually, but I didn't like the look of a lot of them. And that was kind of lighthearted, but it certainly created this fun, like, carnival atmosphere yesterday, and made it a really enjoyable experience for people.
It definitely seemed to attract a lot of people. The queues for the Doctor Who things were huge, but also the queues for the pure science talks were really big as well. How successful has the festival been so far?
Well, we think there were probably 15,000 people at five sites yesterday for the festival, which was great. Probably another 4,000 today at physics and the vet school. So these are just great numbers for us, and we've seen people of all ages really enjoying themselves.
Cool. Well, I certainly enjoyed it, and it is a great deal of fun. But you can't only do this because it's fun. Is there a real drive behind the Science Festival?
That's right. We are really keen to encourage school pupils to take science further at school, to think about doing it at university, to think about careers in science, see the relevance of it to everyone's life, and then to engage with adults as well who may not have studied science for years, but actually have questions to do with their health or the environment, where scientists, you know, can help answer those.
Excellent. Well, I'm pleased to hear it. And what do you have planned for next year? Because surely the festival isn't over, but you must be getting the wheels in motion for next year already.
That's right. Next year, it's the University of Cambridge's 800th anniversary. Now, they haven't really been doing science necessarily for 800 years, but they've been doing science for quite a few centuries. So the theme next year may be something along the lines of centuries of science. And we'll be looking back to the past, but also looking to the future next year.
Fantastic. And I guess you'll have some of your returning favourites as well.
Oh, yes, we will. We've built up a great network of supporters and great acts for the festival, so I'm sure you'll see some of your old favourites come back.
Fantastic. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us, Nikki. We've got loads of highlights from the show coming up. In fact, still to come, we hear about the real-life sonic screwdrivers and how it could be possible to make a TARDIS. I'm not sure I believe that, but apparently physically it can. So there we go.
Yes, and if you want to get in touch, if you've been to the Science Festival, want to tell us what you saw there, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.